Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Technology is amazing, and I love it. I've participated in it as an electrical design engineer, a computer science geek. I didn't use much of my math degree, but I did understand it. I speak with people about technology all the time. People on my team. I met with a team from MIT the other day because we were talking about the changes we were going to be making to the FlickFest. So that it competes with Disney Plus and all these others. Our app is going to be so much better than theirs, it will blow your mind. I hope you're signed up to be on the FlickFest. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. When we tell you things, I want you to be able to take it to the bank that you're at the beginning of something. We talk about PolitiChatter. Have you heard us mention that? PolitiChatter.com, the social media site where you can become an owner. Be sure to go and type in hashtag KJN or TKJN, the Kevin Jackson Network, because that'll let them know I sent you there. But that's why we're there. We are owners. Anyway, back to tech. I express my admiration for, well, myself on this very program and how people like me save the planet. No, not me specifically. Von Neumann and many others, though, who did, those who trailblazed before me, before I got my double E degree. These people were at the forefront. When I hear CRT, today it's a critical race theory, but back when I was growing up, it meant cathode ray tube. It was that tube television that soaked up a lot of energy that you had to wait for those vacuum tubes that powered the cathode ray tube to fire up. I don't know how much power it consumed, but let's just say they couldn't have gotten the spaceship back on Apollo 13 with that sucker. Well, actually, they could have, I mean, with the amount of energy. But I'm saying if they were using what they used for that, it was a drain. Luckily for us, people couldn't afford as many TVs as we do today, because it would be a power-hungry world if we had cathode ray tubes, televisions all over the country, and the numbers that we have TVs now. It would be insane. So, engineers developed a transistor, which got rid of the tube TVs, and then they even shrank the transistor down into silicon, you know, where now we've got integrated circuits, and that technology's gotten so amazingly developed that you have, I mean, think of, if you look at an integrated circuit as a city, like a single microprocessor, put all the cities together, New York, Chicago, LA, Boston, Dallas, Houston, put them all together in the world of a semiconductor, and they take up so much small real estate, it's insane. That little processor gets more done, it's more effective than all the city governments combined. I talk about technology a lot because we save the planet. Technologists save the planet. Not environmentalists, not politicians. We did it. I talk about the size of the computer I used to work on when I was coming through college. A 4-bit processor. I think that it was a PDP-11 was the processor. This thing was a mainframe. It would fit in your, it was in the size of your closet. You know, like in a little room. And all the programmers we programmed on this 4-bit microprocessor. You wouldn't even build a watch with a 4-bit microprocessor. You couldn't these days. But that's what we all programmed on. And I talk about the miles and miles of computing equipment and memory that went into a data installation at a Texas Instruments or any of the big companies. And you want to know what it fits in now? You know that little thing you plug into the side of your computer for extra memory? It's maybe 128 gig, 256 gig, a terabyte. That little device that you plug into the side of your computer, you could have filled the Empire State Building with memory and you'd still be looking for space to fit that little device into your computer and have that much memory at your disposal. Not to mention what it would take to run it on the electric grid. So you guys have heard me talk about this. We saved the planet. And because we kept doing better and better with technology and getting more, compressing more and more inside of a little on some silicon or gallium arsenide or whatever the technology is today, and I'm probably dating myself, you now have, with your cell phone, a supercomputer that has access to all the world's knowledge right at your fingerprints, right at your fingertips. Nobody's dumb anymore unless they choose to be, or if the internet goes out. So yeah, I'm patting myself on the back. Along with saving the planet from all this green stuff that we would be going through right now, this power that's at your fingertips that was unimaginable for anybody is now blasé. It's par for the course. But I want you to imagine, think about how many dumb people take their cell phones and don't know how to use them. These smartphones, they have access to information. They can get answers on anything. They should be able to discern the truth from the lie, and they can't. So now I want you to imagine what the smart people do with all this stuff, this knowledge that we have. The people that have mapped the human genome, what are they doing with it? Well, let me tell you what the forces of evil are doing with it. They're unleashing viruses like the Chinese Wuhan virus into our population. And they're doing it for nefarious reasons. And you don't know the beginning of the game. I'm going to segue into this film called The Bourne Legacy. Now, you guys might know the Bourne series from Matt Damon. The Bourne Identity, the Bourne blah, 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 whatever. Well, they made one without Matt Damon, and they used Jeremy Renner in that movie. And if there's any movie that's telling us what's going on today, you know, that fits where, that gives an explanation of what's happening, this is the film. This is the one you better be paying attention to. It's absolutely fascinating because they tell us what's going on with this Wu Flu virus. So I want to get to that and talk a little bit about it. There's a couple of scenes from the movie we'll play that I think are going to be a real wake-up call for you, because I say to you all the time, Hollywood doesn't have any imagination. But the people that write these stories, they have imagination, and they usually based on something that's true. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There are things that the government does that are just plain evil. They have no other rationale for doing them. It's just for nefarious reasons. And I'll give you an example. That checkbox of what are you? Are you black? Are you white? Are you American Indian or whatever? That checkbox never does you any good. You should be asking yourself, why are you checking this? Maybe there's a medical reason if you've got black in you and you want to know if you got sickle cell, but that disease is so minute and they know what it is immediately. Why do you need to check it?
Oh, it'll help determine this about your health and well-being.
What's it used for? Statistical analysis of how badly everybody gets treated except white folks. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm not here to protect you white people. I'm here to protect Americans, human beings, who are tired of being kicked around. And I've warned you that the government is evil, that they do these things. I told you, check American, where it says other, and leave it at that.
I started unhyphenatedamerica.org so you could support an organization that is about showcasing the best of America and not the fake version that leftists live and portray. But many of you still check that box. You can even declare what you want to be. Check African American. If all the white people in America today started checking the box African American, a term I hate and don't use, by the way, what would it do to their statistics? You want to have a little fun? Check African American. And if they debate you about it, say, nope, I declare myself to be black. A la Dolezal. Or I declare myself to be an American Indian. A la Elizabeth Warren. Or I declare myself to be gay. A la, what's his face? What's that flamboyant gay conservative dude? You know who I'm talking about, Milo. You can be whatever you want to be. Check the box that throws them off. If suddenly America becomes super dark, super black, they're going to go, wait a minute, what's going on with these statistics? Don't check your kids as white. Y'all think I'm playing. My producers are laughing back there. I'm not playing. I would check black. Just for fun. Anyway, the government uses that data. It fleeces. What is it doing right now? Critical race theory. It's to help black folks get in on the money. Well, I wrote a book about it. My book, Race Pimping. Go to racepimping.com. You can find the most definitive book on what's happening right now in critical race theory. And I joked about it. I said, white folks, get in on the lottery. Get in on the death by white cop, black man, whatever. Get in on it. Don't let your white life be in vain. Some of you are going, is Kevin being serious or is he playing? I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. We're having fun, but I'm telling you how to beat the system. Start checking black on everything and watch what happens. Anyway, it gets much more sinister than that, folks. Now, I'm talking about it in terms of the Bourne legacy. It was the Bourne movie that Matt Damon did not make. Jeremy Renner made it, and he was another one of these project people that was a Jason Bourne type experiment. And I tell you this, and for a few reasons. Number one, Hollywood doesn't have the creativity to make up this story. The person who fed this story to Hollywood, in this case Robert Ludlum, is a very well-known author, and he knew exactly what was going on. This was not based on Ludlum's imagination either. He was talking to people that were saying, Robert, you're not going to believe what I'm working on. The human genome. So let me explain. What I'm telling you is, while the ruse of you checking that box, that ethnicity box, is a big money grab, guess what the next one is? The biggest one so far, the Wu Flu experiment. There are many of us who believe this is not by chance that the Wu Flu was released into the population. This is, I mean, maybe it was by accident, but it's being worked on. You know, this game is on you whether you know it or not. You don't have to get in it, but I promise you, a game is being played on you, or as we say in the black hood, in the vernacular, a game is being run on you. Somebody's running game. We're going to get reports now of the number of people who have gotten the shot. It's over 100 million, we were told the other day. They're going to give you this number for a reason. They want you indoctrinated to say, see, you haven't gotten it. You haven't gotten it. What's up with y'all? Why haven't you gotten it? Why haven't you gotten it? Let me ask you this. Would you get this shot for your children, knowing that it doesn't kill kids? I wouldn't let them anywhere near my kid with a needle for this shot. So that's number one. Are you going to get it? 80 million people voted for Trump. A bunch of those people do not believe in this. Let me put it a different way. You can't convince me 100 million people in America have gotten this shot. we're simultaneously reminded that while you get this shot, more doom looms, as variants of this virus are due to occur, because that's what viruses do. They mutate. But I think this is a much more sinister experiment than anybody's talking about, and I'm going to use the backdrop of the Bourne series, in this particular case, the Bourne Legacy, to talk about this. Before I get into that, though, I got a few questions for the people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com. Do you know when the human genome was considered completely mapped? Because that's a good understanding before we get into Bourne stuff. Well, let me give you some numbers. The rough draft was available in June of 2000. We finally had the supercomputer capability to be able to potentially map the human genome. By February of 2001, a working draft of the human genome was completed and published, and they did the final sequencing and mapping of the human genome on April 14th of 2003. It's a lot of good information. It's interesting too, right? At that point, we knew the genetic makeup of the human being by at the granular level. Do you know who initiated this project? Well, let me help you. Uncle Sugar, the U.S. government. You want to guess what year that they implemented this project? Ironically, 1984.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Day 8 of witness testimony in the murder trial of ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is underway. Los Angeles Police Sergeant Jody Stinger discussing the defense's argument that an angry crowd of bystanders distracted Chauvin.
There was some name-calling, yes, but and some foul language. That was about the most of it.
Did that factor into your analysis?
No.
Why not?
Because I did not perceive them as being a threat.
Attorney generals from Texas and Louisiana on Tuesday took the Biden administration to court, alleging that it is refusing to take custody of illegal immigrants convicted of serious crimes after the administration set rules narrowing its immigration enforcement priorities. The AG is saying that the memoranda failed to prioritize detention of criminal aliens with final orders of removal. USA Radio News. Even as Americans receive vaccinations, parts of the United States are seeing a troubling surge in COVID cases. This is especially true for the upper Midwest and Northeast. Michigan is struggling with a strong spike. As these new variants spread across the United States, many people are wondering if the vaccines are able to protect people from them. Dr. Ajis Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show,
"It's early. We don't know that much about it. All the data we have right now suggests our vaccines are going to hold up. So I remain confident, but obviously we want to test that and make sure that that is the case. But I think our vaccines are going to hold up to these mutants."
A new report out says Tiger Woods was going 83 miles an hour in a 45 mile an hour zone when he crashed his vehicle earlier this year near Los Angeles. The 45-year-old suffering leg injuries but won't face any charges or citations. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We left off discussing the human genome. When was it considered mapped? I told you it was the year 2000. A rough draft was made available by February 2001. A working draft was completed and published, followed by the final sequencing and mapping of the human genome the day before taxes were due in the year of 2003. The U.S. government initiated the project, and it was initiated in the year, ironically, 1984. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. Why am I talking about the human genome? Why am I talking about the Bourne legacy? What was it called? I think it was that one. Yeah, the Bourne legacy, the one that Matt Damon wasn't in. I didn't fully understand that show, even though I watched it, because I love the Bourne series. I think it was Robert Ludlum who wrote this series, and I was fascinated. I've always been fascinated by the people that we call the sin eaters that have to do the dirty work of the government. And dirty work does have to be done, sadly, because we have people out there who want to do bad things to the United States. But as a person who almost went into bioengineering, my degree was in electrical engineering. I was going to get my medical degree because I wanted to work on nanotech. I wanted to do things that help the human body become bigger, stronger, better, faster, etc. I grew up watching the $6 million man and wondering, wow, you know, is that possible? Then I read the book by Michael Crichton. I forget the name of the book, but he talked about nanotech and how it was going to be used to restore the body. And the more I got more fascinated in it, but ended up getting into computers and, you know, designing, you know, things like that instead. Currency, sorting equipment, you know, barcoding, things like that. And I still think it's very, while I'm fascinated by that, I got to be honest with you. I'm more fascinated by the robotics. Remember the movie, Alien? Or Aliens, where Sigourney Weaver gets into that mechanical caterpillar-looking thing. She straps in and she's moving things around. Those things exist. You can make them, and they require an amazing knowledge of physics because you have to know how heavy to make something. And nowadays, the gyroscopes changes are game changers in those things. I can't even imagine what's going on in gyroscope technology. I always said that's how the atom worked, and it was proven to be true with quarks and all kinds of crazy things now that are even subatomic. It's amazing to watch. But they build these robotic machines. Did you see the movie with Tom Cruise where he relives the same day? And that machine, that exoskeletal machine that are supposed to be the fighting man,
Those, if you don't think that stuff exists, it does. This is stuff that's not coming. Hollywood isn't that creative. You've heard me say this many times. Hollywood is worse than the Chinese. It's stealing ideas. Or getting tipped off, you know, paying people off. Tell me what's going on. The hunt for Red October, that nuclear submarine that was stealth mode. They actually, from what I'm told, they interviewed Tom Clancy and said, how did you write this book? You know, who were you talking to? Clancy was supposedly known for hanging out in D.C. at the bars, chatting people up. So, go flash back to, we got these exoskeleton things and, you know, aliens, and in this movie with Tom Cruise, dying, I don't know what the name of the thing was, but he kept dying and coming back. And the thing would run out of juice and he'd get out of it and then he'd go continue on the mission. Very interesting things. Remember RoboCop? Remember Iron Man? These are all the physical manifestations of these things. But what if you could alter people's DNA? Make them into something they're not. Change their genetic makeup and make them better people. What do you think people do with steroids? What do you think a steroid is? Steroid is nothing more than this enhancement of the body's ability to heal itself, to forego pain, and so on and so forth. So in our Wu Flu special, because I'm telling you, when they mapped the human genome, let me tell you you remember, I don't think you guys are, this has been a long time since we talked about this, but we talked about the God particle a long time ago. Where you could effectively understand God if you keep going further and further. Let me tell you, in mapping the human genome, I think we unleashed something of biblical proportions where God said, okay, you're getting close. You're getting to the point where you're going to ruin my creation, man. You're getting to the point where you're experimenting with things that you shouldn't be messing with. And I'm going to have to shut you down. Now, you know, end of times, if you read the book of Revelation, and this is not a religious program. I don't want to scare anybody off. Just because it's run by a guy who believes in Christ as a Christ follower, and very flawed, by the way, doesn't make it religious. It does make it practical for your everyday use, and I suggest you take something from it. But I'm not going to go all Philippians 4:13 on you. I can do all things through Christ. You know, I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to put some things out there for you to consider, because you need to be made aware of these things. And let me tell you, when we mapped the human genome to where we can alter a person's essence, I think God got a little upset. I mean, God said, I made you in my image, not to be altered. What if people can turn on and turn off your personality? We've already proven you can enhance yourself. You can do things to yourself to have these out-of-body experiences. LSD, heroin, I've never done drugs, but I'm just presuming these things do. Ecstasy, they change, what they call altered states. They alter the way you view yourself, the way you view others. And for some people, they're like, man, you gotta go through it. I had a buddy of mine, one of my best friends, he passed away. Mike's done every drug in the book. Well, Kev, this one makes you feel like this, man. And this one gives you mouse trails. And this one, and he would explain them. And I was there like a little 5-year-old going, tell me more, daddy. You know, because I wasn't going to do it. I'm never going to do it. There's nothing you're going to make me go out of my own body, out of my own godly image, to understand something different. It isn't going to happen. My brain can think, I can conjure up, I can conceive, I can only imagine what you feel. I take the best feeling I've ever had in my life, I multiply it times 1,000, and I say to myself, I wouldn't want that. That's a powerful drug. No, 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 no. I'm cool with the way my body responds naturally. Yeah. Because anything better than what I can conjure up for myself, well, that would be rather ungodly. Again, not trying to moralize, regulate, or anything for you. But I look at the mapping of the human genome and being able to say, well, you know what? I only want boys. Click. And you can only have boys. I only want girls. Click. I only want kids that are born, you know, that can leap 15 feet in the air or whatever. You know what? I'll just enhance this part of the genome, but I won't do anything here. And you think it's all going to be good, right? Because man is so good at this stuff. We're so good at tweaking. Aren't we? You know what a tweaker is? Not because I don't know enough about drug culture to say, you know, to fill a thimble, but I do know this. A tweaker is a meth head. And you know what meth heads do? They take things apart, and when they put it back together, there's like 15 parts still over there, and they're like, well, I was just busy. I just wanted to keep myself busy, man, so I took your TV apart. But, I mean, there's a few parts left over. Yeah, TV doesn't work anymore, but hey, whatever. See, that's politicians. That's all these people, these futurists that want to tell you they know where the future is going to go and they know how you're going to fit in it. Yeah. But they're nothing but tweakers. They want to take apart the human body. They're going to put it back together and tell you everything's okay. But it's not okay. You've altered yourself in ways that you no longer exist in the way that nature formed you, the way that your father, your heavenly father, if you believe in such a thing, and I do, wanted you to be. I think that's why, this is me personally, I think God would frown on the idea that you want to be out of your body, have an out-of-body experience, you know, or some mind-altering experience when he's given you all the pleasures of life. And he's given you the key to the kingdom and how to do it. Pardon the pun, but he's given you the key to the kingdom. Don't overindulge, don't pursue, don't covet, don't, you know, there's a whole set of rules. And all you got to do is just follow these basic rules of humanity and everything will be okay. But we want to map the human genome because we want to understand ourselves better. Maybe be able to live forever. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Who wants to live forever?
Who's it? Freddie Mercury? Is that song? Who wants to live forever? When I was a kid, I wanted to live forever. I thought I did. I remember I would have thoughts of dying, and I'd be like, oh man, we all gotta die. Do you have to die? Can we stave it off? And as you get older, you kind of realize, well, you gotta die. You're gonna die. Some of us have had near-death experiences. Maybe someone's been sick. You got sick, or, you know, you developed some debilitating disease. Maybe you were in a car wreck. Maybe it was an accident. You almost died. Put life into perspective for you, didn't it? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. This is one of these shows I hope you come back to and listen to often. I think there's a lot to be learned here. When I was a kid, I remember thinking what age I would be when the year 2000 occurred. And now we are 21 years past that date. And You know, definitely I have more years behind me than I have in front of me. And I remember thinking when I got to be 50, I hope, you know, we could live to be 150 when I'm 50. I ask you again, who wants to live forever? I've thought about it. I wouldn't want to live forever. Would you want to go through the watching your friends, your people around you die? Just, I mean, okay, we're not all going to live forever. I mean, some people are going to opt out and die. You got a group of friends that go, you know what? I'm 220 is old enough. I think I'm going to just, I'm going to quit taking the meds. I'm going to go. It would certainly change perspective. If you could live to be 200, think about what age you would get married. Would you get married at 25, 30 years old if you got to be with that person for 170 years? I almost did the math wrong. Did y'all catch that? Anyway, 170 years. It's one thing to be with somebody 40 or 50. Well, Kevin, it would depend on like how we look and are we still compatible and all that. Let me tell you something. Being with people 170 years, that's a lot of time to spend with somebody. I think most of us conservatives would say, yeah, I'd still, the person I'm with, I would be with for the next, if it was another 100 years, I'd be with them for the next 100 years. I don't think most liberals would. Hollywood would be like, man, how many times would I get married if I lived to be 200? I don't know, probably like 80. They get divorced every 2 years over there. But who wants to live forever? If they said, Kevin, you could live to be 120, the first thing out of my thought would be, but how would I be? I mean, would it be 60 years of, oh, Lord, I can't get out of bed. Oh, please, somebody help me. If that's the case, no. No, thank you. I've watched enough of my elderly relatives die to go, I don't want any part of that. My great-grandfather losing his vision, and Buck, point me in the right direction so people can't see me when I pee, because he was blind. We were at a picnic, and my great-grandfather said he had to pee. He goes, Buck, I got to pee. I got to pee. I said, well, come on, Papa. He said, just point me away from people. I can do the rest. But he lived for years. Relatively blind, somewhat crippled, and he lived to be well in his 90s, but 18 of those years, I knew him. I mean, it was debilitating to watch. Now, I'm sure at some point he rationalized it. Man, I'm still with him. I got my great-grandkids around me. People that love me, yeah, I don't care if I can't see them. And in our case, because we have mapped the human genome, who knows? They fix your vision, they fix this, they fix that hip. You got artificial knees, artificial hips and joints and stuff, man. You're practically a cyborg. Who wants to live forever? One of my friends, Angela, just had knee surgery. Angela, I hope you're doing better, girl. I'm going to let her host the show at some point. Are we going too far? We're having a discussion, folks, about the Wu Flu, the evolution of man, mapping of the human genome, and I want to know, have we gone too far? Is God going to look at this and go, I don't know, because look at the state of the world. Right is wrong, wrong is right. That's what the Bible says that we will know is end of times. Donald Trump got cheated in an election. We all know it, but hey, right is wrong and wrong is right. So what? We have an idiot running the world, not just the country, but running the world. Right is wrong and wrong is right. Black lives matter, but all lives don't matter. Protect the borders? No. Let everybody in. And I could go on. You know all the things. You know the thing where all is right is wrong and wrong is right. Are we going too far? Hey, God gave man intellect. He gave us choice. He gave us the ability to discern and say, is this what you want to do? Is this the direction you want to go? And man is pushing and pushing and pushing the envelope. Supercomputers now that you couldn't even fathom the idea of the supercomputers. When I was coming up in college and you had said to anybody designing computers that we would be at the point we are to this day, we would have looked at you and said, you are out of your mind. That is beyond the ability of technology. The physics won't allow it, and we got around it. things are allowed. You get around things when you dope them. You dope using steroids. You get around the physical limitations of the body. You dope yourself with some sort of a hallucinogenic. You get around the physical limitations, if you will, of the mind. And suddenly you have this ability to conceive things that maybe you weren't supposed to. Just putting it out there. I'm not, if you're a drug user and you want to moralize what you do and you say, Kev, man, it opened my mind. It made me much more successful. You remember the show? I talk about it all the time. What was it called? Limitless? You take this one pill and it opens up the synapses and suddenly you see the world clearly. What was his name? The guy who was in the Wedding Crashers, played the bad guy. Anyway, he's in it and he plays the good guy here. Forget his name, I can see his face. But he plays that role so well. And I guarantee if you see the movie, you're like, whoa, man, that is sick. Be able to take a pill that doesn't, well, in this case, it eventually killed you. You had to keep taking it or else things went awry. But man, to have that. I think the guy made $2 million in stock trades in just days. And became the belle of the ball. People are like talking about him, like, look at this guy. He's amazing, man. He rose in meteoric heights so quickly. Something that's what we all dream of in many cases, right? Being the talk of the town. And it was a drug that did it, opened him up. The mind, God made us to where, in the statistics vary. I've heard 10% of our brain. Some people say 20%. We use 20%. The rest of the brain is for storage and whatever other functions that it has to have. And supposedly, it opens up the entire brain. Hollywood makes shows about this. What's that girl played? Scarlett Johansson played her. But her brain would open up more than others. And so she could do things that nobody else could do because her brain power was so amazing. It was a one-word thing like Clara, you know, something like that. But she was bad to the bone. Another one of these female, you know, heroines that was better than anybody. Like Joe Biden said, a woman can do anything better than a man. And Hollywood proves it all the time, don't they? They give us lots of examples. Anyway, intelligent choice. So I'm putting all this stuff into the context of the Bourne Legacy series where they have this viral, they introduce viruses into these superhumans. And they know exactly what to do. They have various protocols and take this one when and this one this and this. And they have to take these pills routinely or they could have dire consequences. And that's essentially what happens. Eventually, they decide to end the program. And so they needed to end all the people who were in the program. I'm going to have to get to that next hour. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because I keep coming back to you saying, we've now learned what we can do with the human body. We've mapped the human genome. We know we can create these superhumans. Where do you fit? And who's going to control that? That's a lot of power to put into the hands of people. Pharmaceutical companies... I just want to make it a point that when you think about the public-private partnership, there's somebody out there who potentially introduced a virus that we all got, now wants us to take a shot or some type of a protocol, and I'm going to put it into the context of the Bourne Legacy where they can turn on or turn off your lights whenever they choose. Who do you give that switch to? What are those things going to cost? When I think about other Hollywood things like the movie In Time, where Justin Timberlake plays a kid where they determine how long you live, and there's a chip implant that determines that, and you can get it recharged. I get a little leery of what's for the future here. Stay with me, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.